going to start telling some of my favorite personal training stories over my 4 to 5 years as being a trainer. Some motivational, some funny, some just kind of crazy and outrageous. Check it out. Hope you enjoy, you know, just to pass a little bit of time. Let me know what you think. And if you have a favorite story of yours, put it in the comments. Unlike me, Nick. So this story is about vampires and my weird-ass neighbors. So, in my bigger studio, it was a kind of multi-purpose building to where I had a fitness studio, somebody else had a music studio, somebody else had an art studio, somebody else was a painter. Whatever you wanted to do, you can rent out space and do it. So there was one time where I was neighbors, well, not kind of neighbors, they were on the same floor way down the hall with a guy who rented out space, and he was doing some type of either theater or filming something with like a classroom full of kids. So the day before I saw them, and they were kind of in makeup and hair and wigs and stuff, like going back and forth to the bathroom, because at the time they were down the hall. You had to pass my studio to get to the bathroom. So seeing them back and forth is fine. But on this day, I didn't see them. I was doing a group workout to where it was like, I don't know, I'll make something up. Like do thrusters and push-ups and then do a hallway run. The hallway was about like 50 meters each way. So it was like a 100-meter sprint from my door down the hall and back. I did that usually when there was nobody in the hall, when it was quiet up on my floor. So workout's going along, no big deal. People are going out, coming in, going out, coming in, doing the runs. And then one of the girls did what they did, went out for a run, got to the end of the hallway, and we all heard a giant scream. Like, what the hell is going on? So I go out, go down the hall to see why she's screaming. We go, and the kids are back in full makeup, dressed like vampires, and there's a coffin at the end of the hallway right around the corner. You couldn't see it unless you were there. So coffin with a vampire kid inside of it, and they were practicing their lines. Yeah, and from there on, she refused to do hallway runs again. And I don't know what was going on. There had to be like, it was like they were about to sacrifice somebody on the other end of the hall, and I'm just sending people to be slaughtered by these vampires. That's my vampire story. At least that's one of my vampire stories. The second vampire story is about me almost fighting a gang of vampires. Stay tuned. Today's story is about, this is back in the Red Room studio, my cousin and his, I want to say then girlfriend, they're married now, so we'll say his wife. She reached out and she wanted to start working out, and so they both came for a session, and during the first session, took them through the basics of, you know, squats and lunges. We kind of ran the short hallway, if you remember. Had a short, like, distance hallway out there. You know, did all the basic stuff. Went well. She decided, I like it. Keep going. I'm like, cool. Set up a schedule. Everything. Probably like an hour, hour and a half after they left, I get a text from him. And it's like a video. And it's him at the top of their steps in the house. And it's her making her way up the steps, but she's holding on to their railing for like dear life. And he's laughing so hard, and she's in so much leg pain because the muscle soreness hit her really, really quick. It happens some quicker than others. But yeah, I always remember that video of him top of the steps, cracking up, and her one hand over hand, one foot over foot, trying to make it to the top of the steps. Sorry. Today's story is from exactly, I guess, 3 years ago. It came up on my Facebook timeline memory thing because I told it. So the story is, I was headed to the studio to go train, like the middle of the afternoon, leaving my house, coming to my car, and somebody drives down the block, stops right next to me. I'm thinking, this is how I go out. Window goes down, I'm looking, and she asks, are you a trainer? Yeah, I am. The very next thing she says is, my butt. I need help with my butt. I start laughing, but it turns out she was 100% serious. And she proceeds to say, yeah, I need my butt to go up. What? She goes, I've been doing squats, I've been doing lunges, but I can't get my butt to move up. So, what I'm going to do, here's my number. Sometimes I get crazy interactions. So the next day, it turns out she lives like a couple doors down from where I'm at. I don't know how she found out I'm a trainer, but she found out. So I see her a couple days later, and she continues to tell me a story about how she got something implanted into her butt. I don't know what it was or what people implant into their butts nowadays, but it made her butt bigger. But I guess she didn't pay for the lift to go with the size. So I you can do squats and you can do lunges, but I don't know if I can magically make whatever silicone or fat or cement, whatever. Well, I don't know what they put into injections anymore. I can't magically make that go from the back of your thigh up to your waist. Sorry. So that's my drive-by butt story. And if you're looking for help with your diet, nutrition, fitness, check out onelifeoneufitness.com. One-on-one health and fitness coaching, workouts sent right to your phone, diet help, nutrition guidance, accountability, motivation, and everything else you need to reach your health and fitness goals. Again, onelifeoneufitness.com.